Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Free Inside Ministry, our radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. I'm Reverend Bulla Eastman.
Hallelujah.
We've got some guests tonight. We'll introduce them shortly. I got my beautiful bride, Lynette, here. And today is Aloha Friday. Tuning in right now to 99.5 FM, The Word in Honolulu, 9:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And if you're in Arizona, it's on Grace 91.1 FM in Eloy, Arizona. We come on at 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And you can also reach us on streaming at 9:30 p.m. Hawaii time, www.995theword.com.
And our prison shouts today to our brothers and sisters in Halava, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, WCCC Women's, and of course, Saguaro, Arizona, where 1,500 of our Hawaii men are incarcerated. We'd also like to say a special aloha to the other prisons in Eloy and Florence, Arizona, that are listening in tonight. And for those of you that would like to correspond with us, you can reach us at P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Our website is www.freeinsideministry.org or email freeinsideministry@gmail.com or on our social media, Facebook, look up Free Inside Ministry or call the wonderful Reverend Bulla at 808-222-2822.
Oh, you know, from that introduction, should I eat dinner? You know, the wonderful. Oh, it's my lucky day. It's Aloha Friday.
We're going to eat crab today.
No, we're going to go Molokai. Oh, Molokai. Molokai, here we come. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors, First Assembly of God, Red Hill, also Sister Marianne Gananciel, especially Mark and Mary Benson,
yes,
and Danny
Asal,
Honolulu Ford. And 2 years, going on to our third year strong with this program. Also want to thank Fishers of Men Ministries
for
their support. And also Kathy Thurston, wherever you are tonight, God bless you, man. Thank
God
you for supporting
you.
Free Inside. You know, tonight is Friday, and on Friday is our special day because if you know what's happening, you know that usually on Fridays...
On Friday.
Stand in the line.
Well, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes.
Who comes with this song? Pastor Scott Sonoda.
Pastor Scott
Sonoda. Welcome once again. Free Inside Ministry and Senior Pastor at First Assembly of God, Waiawa.
And... Lynn and Bula's spiritual leader.
That's right. That's
Hallelujah.
Our covering. But Pastor Scott, why don't you, we can't hold the suspense anymore. Why don't you give a brief introduction of our special guest? Then we're going to go listen to a CNK song dedicated to all our brothers and sisters out there, Highway in the Sun. Then we're going to come back with a powerful Holy Spirit-filled message today.
Amen. We have a special surprise for all of you. Mm. None other than your brother from another mother. Saipeli Ciatini right here. Jeez, in the house. He's in the house.
Well, if you guys wanted to know where the gun show is, it's in Kali. If his arms got any bigger, he'd have to put shoes on his hands.
Hey, welcome, Sai.
Hallelujah.
Saipeli, it's such a pleasure and an honor to have you here in the fish. Well, not the fish, we're in 99.5.
Amen.
Forgive me as I forget where I'm at. But, you know, it's just wonderful to have
Good
you on
to
this
see
side.
See you on the outside.
Amen.
On the
outside. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. He deserves it all. I want to thank God for another opportunity to touch any heart that is listening tonight. It's all about God and what God is doing in each and every single one of our lives. I'm just grateful that He brought me from where I used to be to where I'm at right now, and I'm forever grateful for what He's doing in my life.
Amen.
God is so good. As long as we're under His wings and follow His way and continually, He will be there for each and every single one of us.
Well, Saipeli, just share real briefly. You spent some time on the other side of the fence. You were incarcerated, but, you know, over the years, you're able to attend various chapel services with various pastors and ministries, but the one thing I saw in you, Sai, is your faithfulness and your obedience. You always came. And sometimes
Whatever
it was pretty
was.
Challenging. You had some challenging times, but you were there and you would worship the Lord in the spirit of excellence. Hallelujah. And if you were to talk to a brother who's probably sitting there on the other side of the fence right now, he might be looking up at the window and can
sitting
see the sky.
And,
he's going, yeah, easy for you. You outside, boo, but I'm still here. What words of encouragement could you give him right now, Saipeli?
I'm just going to share what God has brought me from because of my heart for the Lord, you know. See, today we were sharing about the book of Peter, what God was telling Peter. Peter, do you love me? Three times Jesus was asking Peter, do you love me? The third time, Peter was so hurt because of the love of God for him. God wanted a commitment, I devoted to him.
Mm.
That's what wanted to keep me when I was over the fence.
Mm.
Keeping my eyes on the Lord.
Yes.
Every time I feel down, every time I look out, I pray and I ask God, please, God, give me a chance.
Amen.
Give me a chance one more time so I can be on the other side.
Mm.
To be with my family, to be with my loved one. If you would allow me that chance, Father, I will follow you for the rest of my life.
Hallelujah.
And so be right now. I'm just grateful what God is doing. And I know that just like what you always say, Pula, no eyes that see, no ears that heard, no mind can comprehend what God has in store for those who love him.
Hallelujah.
As best as God always say, for God, for everything work together for good to those who love God.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you're going through right now, what you're thinking about your family out here, just follow God.
Yes.
Follow God. Pray. Pray, 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 push. Push for that prayer.
Yes.
You know, pray because it works. See, when I was in there, I never see the storm that was going to come, you know, because just like what I heard one pastor say, not every storm is in the forecast.
Amen.
Not every storm is in the forecast.
Hallelujah.
So remember that when you follow the Lord, there will be storms that are coming, the unexpected storm.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you stay under his wings, he will protect you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, we're going to listen to a song right now, a classic song, Sicilian Capono. And we wanted to share that with our brothers and sisters that are over there in Arizona.
Jesus.
And it's just some local music. But, you know, we've got a great praise report coming right out of Sora, Arizona.
Hallelujah.
We talked to Chaplain Michael Thompson today.
Yes.
And we've got a report that, you know, God can use everything. And the technology today, even in prison, can be used to redeem the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Power.
There's power in the blood.
Hallelujah. Woo! When California sun shines in the sky, have you ever seen them dancing softly in the wind, painted night? There's a happy kind of feeling when the sun's out, rainbow colored countryside can all be seen. Mother Nature, you are beautiful, you are the song I sing. Everybody, you should see it. You got to feel it. When you're riding down the highway in the sun. Everybody, you should see it. You got to feel it. When you're riding down the highway in the sun. It's a cool, refreshing feeling that I get in the springtime when the flowers are in bloom. It does something to me that I can't forget, and it's there for you. Everybody, you should see it. You got to feel it when you're riding down the highway in the sun. Everybody, you should see it. You got to feel it when you're riding down the highway in the sun. Everybody, you should see it. You got to feel it when you're riding down the highway in the sun.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sicilian Capono, what a flashback to many of our brothers and sisters that are out there. And any of the facilities, it's been a long time since they've been together. But, you know, that highway in the sun, Pastor Scott, sometimes that highway we choose isn't the same highway that God wants us to be on. Amen?
Amen. You know, I'm just so excited to, boy, share the report. Come on, man. I'm so excited.
Well, for our brothers and sisters, and for those of you in Arizona, when we do air this program on Grace 91.1 FM, we just got off the phone with Chaplain Michael Thompson. Now, he's been going to Saguaro facility for about 9 years. Even he was at Red Rock, so before Saguaro was even built.
Every Friday.
Every Friday on his own time, in his own dime. Just the love of the Lord, you know, and a man saved by God's grace from a life of addiction to heroin and just down, upside down, and God put him right side up. But, you know, recently we were blessed to have a concert a few weeks ago up at First Assembly of God Red Hill. We had blessed to have
Free Saguaro.
It was called Free Saguaro. And we were blessed to have Pastor Sam Kapoor.
Amen.
He came up there. And then we also had a group called the Hawaiians with Pastor Barry Naone, Pastor Kawa Kwan, Charles Akaka, and Kawi Mead. And they tore it up.
And Gabby.
Sorry, Gabby Cracks. And Gabby Pahinui. Now, I know some of you out there going, what? No, this is the grandson. Don't go nuts. It's the grandson. And so they opened the concert.
The resurrection.
Resurrection. And then Pastor Sam came up, just the one-man wrecking crew for Jesus.
Amen.
And after Pastor Sam Kapoor was Jeff Rasmussen and James Rubin.
Oh, they tore it up.
And they tore it up. And then we had a few of the formerly incarcerated and some administrators at Pastor Louis Garcia, Chaplain Michael Thompson, and Philip Espanola and Saipele Ciatini come up, share their hearts of Free Inside Ministry and how the Lord has freed them. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hallelujah. And, you know, after that, Chaplain Jesse McGuire, Dr. McGuire, if you please, who came all the way in from Arizona with his lovely bride, Donna, and his wonderful family, his grown family. Children, all his family was there. And, you know, Dr. McGuire is a world-renowned, if not the best, one of the top three trumpeters in the world. And he came to assist us. It was a fundraising concert, and he blew that horn.
And tell them why we're fundraising.
Well, we're fundraising. Thank you. To raise money, we're taking our team to baptize once again in Saguaro. So the facility has rescheduled it instead of February, because today is the end of February. But we're going up in May. It's going to be a little bit warmer. And I'm calling it the 3H Tour, Hawaiians Helping Hawaiians. Bringing up a bunch of pastors, all locals, all Hawaiians, just coming up to bless Saguaro. But you see, what happened is we videotaped on a DVD the entire concert. It's 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long concert, but, you know, it didn't seem like long that night.
Oh, it didn't. It
seemed like heaven on earth. It was just wonderful to see all the formerly incarcerated running around like little boys and little girls, dancing with the joy of the Lord. Then buckle loose for Jesus.
And last year in the fall, Assistant Warden Grigo told us that when we have our concert, to record it, and that he made a promise to us that he would play it on their inner
circuit TV. Closed circuit TV in Saguaro. Well, we're here to report that they've been doing that for the past few days, and it's going on 24/7. And for someone who's all the way 3,000 miles away in Arizona, you don't get to see local people too often. You don't get to hear local music. You don't get to hear people talking the kind. And you don't get to hear people talking about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only talking about it, but showing it, because it's a labor of love when we do this ministry. But we're blessed by the Lord that he allows us to do this ministry.
The Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit comes. And Chaplain Michael Thompson, you know, he said driving that hour and a half drive home from Saguaro today, his tires weren't even on the ground.
Amen.
And he was flying with the angels.
Hallelujah.
And he says, men that would never even say hello to him in the facility, as he is walking to the faith pod to do service this afternoon, they would run up to the fence and knuckle bump him and say, how's it, Shaka sign? And some of them would come up, and before they could even open their mouth, they began to weep because of the sense of gratitude. The Holy Spirit has touched them. And
Amen.
He said, right now there is a technological revival going on in Saguaro Prison. Men that would not listen to the word of God are being touched by the Holy Spirit just because it's running 24/7. And so no matter where you're at or what you're doing, right now somebody's life is being changed in Saguaro. Right now they're watching a video. Right now God is touching them through technology today.
Yes.
How small-minded we think, and the Lord just multiplies it. And, you know, we just want to thank all of you for your support, for your prayers.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You know, and it's about one soul at a time. We go after the one. It's not about shows. It's after souls. And that's what we do. We build the kingdom of God. We plunder hell to build God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. We go where people don't want to go. We see people they don't want to see, and we do what they don't want to do. But Jesus does, and Jesus did, and so do we.
And, you know, we knew that when we were preparing for the concert, because it's always a, you know, it's a big undertaking, but myself and Pastor Scott and Bula, we knew that this time, this concert, although it was primarily for a fundraiser, because You know, to take 15 people to Saguaro for baptizing, you know, it cost a little bit of money. But we knew that God was going to do something bigger and better. And that it wasn't about the money. Because for God, you can't outgive God.
That's right.
It's never about the money. Hallelujah. And so now, you know, after making a trip up, well, Bula and I, you know, we made that promise. So Bula and I just went up to visit in the Faith Pod this month.
Last Valentine's Day.
And, you know, gave them the DVDs and... Praise the Lord what God is doing.
Incredible.
He's touching the non-believer. He's touching the people that don't know God. That they get to feel God in a real, intangible way. Through free Saguaro concert.
Well, hallelujah. You know what's wonderful, and Pastor Scott, I wanted to share that with you. What they did when we brought all those that had been previously incarcerated on stage, now these men that are in Saguaro, they see guys that was in the shoe. They see guys that was in the hole. That are free today.
Yes.
And they said you hit the nail right on the head.
It's hope.
We bring them hope.
Hope.
Amen.
And it's not in us, but it's in Jesus.
Amen. You know, it's just that's why, you know, I wanted to bring Saipele on the show today because, you know, Saipele, you know, you've been on that side, you've come out. God is real. Everything amen. That God promises, yes and amen.
Yes.
Let the inmates know what is available for them.
Just want to share my heart with all those that are listening right now.
Praise the Lord.
Especially if you're incarcerated. See, God's promise will never go in vain. Will never fall in deaf ear because the Bible says that His promises are yes and amen. His promises are yes and in Christ, amen. See, I've been following Christ ever since I came out. That's why I stay with Pastor and Bula and Lynette because I know what God is doing. Let me tell you, you can be sitting right here, right now, sharing your heart too with those who are incarcerated because God is real.
Yes.
God is so real in my
He's
life
so
right now
alive.
That everything that I do is all about Him. And that's what it's all about, guys. It's all about God and what God can do in our lives if we allow Him to do what He wants to do in our life. Because God wants to do so much in our life, but it is us, it is ourselves that hold us back. And at the same time, I want to speak to those who are listening right now that they are offended because of this program. I want to speak to your heart and I want to ask you for your forgiveness. To forgive any of my brothers or sisters that are inside that offended you. That did something that's so hurtful to you that you cannot live every night. Because you stay up every night worried who's going to be the next victim that's going to come and try to do the same thing over to you. I want to ask you to search your heart right now. Search deep within you that you will forgive them. Because living in that unforgiveness will only make you bitter.
Yes.
Will only make you bitter. But if you would allow God just to move in your heart also, God will do a mighty work in you too.
Amen.
So you can be able to forgive those who are listening right now. I say this because I know so many people that are holding grudges against the brothers and sisters inside. So many people that hate this program because they're thinking, why are we supposed to support those who are going in prison? They deserve what they do. Yes, we deserve what we do because what we did was wrong. But God is doing a mighty work because that's where I found God.
Hallelujah.
That's where I came to know Jesus Christ. And that's where God came back into my life because
yes,
God was
Lord.
Never lost.
Yes, Lord. Praise
I was lost. But through this program and the people that loves God that came inside and shared their heart to us.
Hallelujah.
That turns me back to the Lord. And I am forever grateful for this program. And for the people that continually support this program. I thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for all the supporters of this program. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I just want to ask you continually to pray for me and pray for all the brothers that came out. Because it's not an easy walk.
Hallelujah.
It's not an easy walk because the enemy is right there. Knocking at the door. Just as Christ is knocking at our door. It's up to us who... We're going to open that door too. And I just pray and ask you to please continue to pray for us. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. You know, Saipele is just a living example of what happens when you let God take control of your life. You know, many people say, well, let go and let God. Well, I want to challenge you tonight, my brothers and sisters. I want to tell you, let go and let's go.
Hello.
Because let's go means that we're here for you. We're here with you. Every night, Monday through Friday, be it 9:30 in Hawaii or 10 p.m. in Arizona, you can tune in. You can come in and instead of getting messed up, you can come get blessed up.
Hallelujah.
You can come and get encouraged. You can hear the positive word of Jesus Christ coming into you. And we're nobodies. Hey, it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. It's not about anything we do. And Lynn and I and Pastor Scott will be the first ones to tell you, it's not about anything we do, but it's about everything God does through us. Because me and Pastor Scott, we come from Aliamana. We come from the hood, man. Lynn, she grew up in Waipahu. I mean, come on. We're not talking nothing fancy here. But we come with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he cuts through any economic strata, any ethnic group. It's Jesus. He spoke to each and every one of us.
Thank you,
Lord. And we're just living proof. You know, that's the angels calling us right now. Thank you, Gideon, for dropping us a call. But, you know, we just come with the love of God, and we all make mistakes. And for those of you out there who have called me on that and said, well, not me, I ask you to look in the mirror and just be honest with yourself. All we're doing is taking the word of God into the areas that might not hear it so often.
Yes.
Because everyone deserves a second chance. Hallelujah. Or a third chance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because, you see, we fight from victory, not for victory.
That's
the price
right.
was paid on the cross.
Amen.
Not just for you, not just for all the sanctified people out there, but for those that are lost, the broken, the
Father.
Sick, the criminals. It was for everybody. Pastor Scott, today is such a wonderful day. It's like we've come full circle. You know, I remember the times with Saipeli and Annex 1, and we're saying, one day, one
Amen.
Day,
Amen.
One
Amen.
Day.
Hallelujah.
And today is
today
one day.
Has come.
Amen. You know, and you know, Amen. This is just the tip of the iceberg, but that's God. He's able to do so much more than we can ask or imagine. And, you know, as we close this program today, you know, the reason why I wanted to bring Saipeli on the show today was to give you hope.
Amen.
You know, God always works everything together for the good to those who love him that are called according to his
Hallelujah.
Purpose. And you are called. If you're a son, if you're a daughter, you are called
Hallelujah.
By the Most High God. And he does have a future for you. You know, so Saipeli, what God did for Saipeli, he'll definitely do it for you too.
He'll do it for you.
He'll do it. He's not no respecter of persons. God has mercy upon whom he has mercy. God has grace upon whom he has grace. And let me tell you, he's got so much out there to pour upon you. So just hold on. If Sai can be right here, and he's a living testimony, we'll call him the poster boy of Free Inside Ministry.
Yes, he is.
I don't think he likes that, but too bad.
Well, it's the only poster that goes sideways to fit his arm. But Saipeli, you see many of your brothers that are outside, and it's never easy. But what is one of the things, if you could tell anyone that's on the verge of coming out from a work program or just being released who's maxed out, what do you think is one of the most important things that they need to do once they come out and they're on this side of the fence?
Get hooked up in the church.
Amen.
Get hooked up with on positive supporters, you know, people that loves God, people that loves you for who you are. You know, don't go back to your old ways.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to get hooked up with anyone that I know that loves God.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the love of God in that person, that love can rub off on me, and it can rub off on you too. You know,
Hallelujah.
That's what I would say to any brothers that is getting ready to come out. Get a positive support and get a church. Go to church. That's the main thing that helps me plan you right now is everything is about church now. You know, everything is about God because that's what it's all about. And
Hallelujah.
That's the only way that I can make it through this is with God. Without God, I can't do nothing. Without Jesus Christ, I am nothing.
You know, like we always tell people, if the world got you where you're at, which is being incarcerated, the word of God will get you out. But the only way you'll stay out is with the word of God. It's not about what the world can do. It's about the word will do through you.
Hallelujah.
But that comes through submission. And many of us, we have problems with that. We can't submit to the authority that the Lord has placed above
Amen.
Us. Well, that's something you have to learn.
Mm.
You know, it's like we say in our ministry, you need to get straight, get right, or you're going to get left. You know, and you need to go through a time of correction so that God will give you direction. So now you have that connection. If the only thing you wanted to do was to be a better son, if the only thing you wanted to do is to be a better brother, if the only thing you wanted to do is to be a better husband, a better wife, a better mother, a better father, you got to call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You've got to call on the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. If you feel like something's not going right, call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Call on the name of Jesus. That's all you've got to do. And you've got to pray.
Amen.
I don't need no 50-cent words in your prayer. It can be as easy as, Dear God, in the name of Jesus, my day is ugly.
Help me.
Right
Lord.
Now, he knows Help what me, you're Lord. Feeling. But until you open your mouth, he cannot hear.
Hallelujah.
He cannot hear. Pastor Scott, you know, many years ago, you started with the ministry, and you've seen it blossom to where neither of us, any of us, could imagine. Can you just imagine what the Lord has planned moving forward?
You know, can I just take a little twist? You know, I'm just sitting here in front of three of my you know, my main leaders here, you know, Saipele at the Timothy House, and Lynette and Bulla. You know, I just felt like, you know, to God be the glory for what God is doing through you and how God has just used Hallelujah. You guys, you know. Hallelujah. Because, thank you know, you. Be taking over the Waihua Church and doing many other things, Teen Challenge, Convoy of Hope, and all those kind of things, you know. I had to, you know, step away a little bit, but God raised up some great leaders. And, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for taking that mantle and for running, you know, running with it. Because, you know, man, I mean, it's just what God is doing through you guys and through the ministry. Hallelujah. I mean, it's taking it way beyond what I could ever dream.
Never
or
in our yeah. wildest dreams.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, Si, I was wondering if it's possible, if you could say a closing prayer tonight for our brothers and sisters, and from one that has been on the other side of the fence but is now on this side, share your heart in prayer with them, brother.
That's closing prayer.
Yes.
Our most gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, Father, all glory, honor, and praises go to you, Father God. Father, we come humbly before your throne of praise, Father God, right now, yes. lifting you up, Father. Father, for you are worthy to be praised, Father God. Father, we broke before you, Lord, Father God, because you do not despise a broken hearted. We come, Father God, and we ask you, Lord, please bless all of our brothers incarcerated right now, Father God. Whatever they're going through, Lord, whatever trials they're facing, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will soothe their heart, that you will speak to them right now, Father God, that you will encourage them, Father God, that you will be the lifter of their head. Mm. Father, I ask you, Lord, Father God, whatever they're going through, Father, please, Lord, let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Help them, Father. For those, Lord, Father God, who are out here, Lord, Father God, that just got released, Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you will send your angels to protect them and be with them. That you, Lord, Father God, will draw them to you, Father. As you say, Lord, Father God, if we draw closer to you, you will draw closer to us, Lord. Bring everyone, Lord, Father God, in their lives that loves you, Father God. Anyone, Lord, Father God, that walks with you, Father God, to show them the way, Father God. For you say, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the only way, the truth, and the life, that no man can come to the Father but through you. Father, I ask you, Lord, Father God, to please complete the work that you started in us. For you, we know, Lord, Father God, that you are working in us so you can release a work through us, Father God. So, Father, I pray, Lord, Father God, that you bless this ministry, Father God. Let it go to the highways and to the byways, Lord, Father God. To whatever ways, Lord, Father God, that you will allow this ministry yes, to go Lord, to, Lord, Father God. And Jesus. Let it touch every heart and every soul, Lord, Father God. And all the lost ones, Lord, Father God, may they draw to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, Father God, for every pastor for this stream inside ministry, Lord. That you, Lord, Father God, will touch them mightily, Lord, Father God. Hallelujah. That you will use each and every single one of them every night that they come upon this ministry, Father God. As they speak your word, let your word that goes forth, Father God, let it accomplish everything that you sent it for to accomplish and will not return back to you void, Father. Father, let your word be the lamp unto our feet and the light upon our path. And help us, Lord, Father God, to write your word in the tablets of our heart that we may not sin against you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, go with us tonight, Father God. And for everyone that is listening tonight, Father, let your word, Lord, Father God, touch them, Lord. Let your word, Lord, Father God, go deep within them, Lord, Father God. Yes. That it will be a revelation Hallelujah. To them, Lord, Father God, that Hallelujah. They will search their set heart and that will set Break them free chains. And that will bring them to you, Father yes. God. Father, if anyone is listening right now, Lord, Father God, that wants to accept you, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray, Father God, that they will go upon their knees and they would ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, and that you, Lord Jesus Christ, will come into them and be the Lord and Savior of their life. Father, I thank you. We love and we appreciate you, Father.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we want to thank everyone for tuning in once again tonight. Free Inside Ministry. And remember, you're too blessed to be stressed. We'll see you Monday, 9:30 in Honolulu, 10 o'clock in Arizona.
Hallelujah. Aloha, everyone. Hallelujah.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love you, but Amen. God yes. loves you more.
Yes, Amen. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.